away, fixing to go through there like a hurricane. I'm fixing to head in there. Is that where you are?
Okay, roll up 247 here, coming out of Belton, getting on 25. I should be there. Hopefully I'll be there before 7 o'clock.
Yep, shoot, man, I tell you what. Traffic coming across Wade Hampton Boulevard, 29, out of Greer, across 101 and 14 and all that. It's just as bad as over here in Greenville now. All them people need to go back to Greenville, stay in Greenville.
I crossed over 385 in Mountain Inn, right there on my exit 24 in Fairview Street. And believe it or not, that ramp is made like a J. You know, the lower part of the J starts at the interstate and comes around to the long part of the J, the stop sign. And that joker was backed all the way up to the interstate, and I have never seen that. I don't know if it's because everybody's off vacation now and back to work, but I have never seen that exit backed up like that.
Well, hey, are you holding that, or which vehicle are you in?
Personal vehicle now. I'm on the Icon. 2738.
Yeah, that does sound better on that radio. But you know what that boy was telling you today about holding the microphone facing away and all that business? It worked.
I've been told that before, I don't know, man. I don't know if there's something else in that radio. I mean, it's all Linko. VHF, DR-135, Mark II. I need to pull it up and find out if there's something else in that radio that I need to turn down. But, I mean, it picks up everything. I'm talking about everything. If I run over a piece of aluminum on the road, a soda can, I mean, you can hear it plain as day in that cab.
Way that you could knock down the back, you know, the air, you know, the background sound a little bit, get you a balloon. Well, no, I don't know if that'll work on that mic or not, but if you just put a little piece of a balloon over the microphone hole, and or a piece of foam, you know how they got foam over microphones, you know, for broadcasting, that kind of stuff, that'll cut down some of that background stuff.
I was in the menu a while back, and I'd actually found the mic gate and turned it down, and everybody told me it still sounded the same, so I don't know if there's something else as far as, like, the voice side or something in that radio. It's got a little plug to plug into the side of it, says data. So I don't know. I need to read up on that thing. I mean, they say you can update that radio. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it might be out of date and need to be updated.
Maybe. You never know. But in the meantime, it works. And I tell you what, if I can get my little Saturn back tomorrow, I may try to put that Kenwood in that Saturn. But I gotta pick up a cable for it. I did not get the remote face extension cable for it. So I may try to pick up one of those. So anyhow, that's what I'm gonna put in my little Saturn and run in a while.
With that remote face plugs, I mean, you would think being on SwapNet, somebody would have one out there.
Probably, it's probably a common cable. I can probably order one. It's a J45 with a mini J45 on the other end.
Them off of Amazon, probably be here in a couple days if you got the Amazon Prime.
That's what I'm hoping. All right, well, listen, I'm pulling into the Mackey D's right now. So I will see you up here in just a little while, okay?
When you leave that parking lot, holler at me, and I'll tell you how close I am. I'm fixing to be getting back on to 25 here in just a minute.
I'll do her. All right. K&N UBG, KN4, VWA. Clear after your final.
And we'll see you in a little bit. KN4, VWA, KN4, UBG. I'll be monitoring.
DJW Mobile.
WA, W1, RES.
KN4, VWA, are you not there yet? Dave, are you not there yet?
Doubled with RAR. Are you doubled with RAR? After I threw my call out there, both of you came back at the same time. He was calling you.
Hang on just 1 second. W1, RAR, KN4, VWA. I'm looking at a silver Chevy Silverado. Is that you?
Roger.
RAR, KN4, VWA. I'm here at the McDonald's. Where are you, bud?
Yeah.
He's swapping your receiver, Steve. You can't hear him. He replied to you. He said, Roger, Roger, when you asked him if that was him and the Silverado, whatever that was. But he's swapping your front end.
He got out and waved at me. Where are you?
Dude, I just left work. I left work a few minutes early, but I'm just now getting started in Greer.
Well, good deal, bud. I got to run in here to McDonald's, grab me something to eat. I'm on a diet, and I'm trying to behave myself, so my wife won't beat the daylights out of me. So, anyhow, I'm going to run in here and get something to eat, and I'll see you over at the meeting in a few minutes. W4DJW, KN4, VWA, clear.
I'll get something to eat. We wouldn't want you to implode in the meeting. See you in a few minutes, W4DJW Mobile.
Get something to eat. Mean. Later.
On the head there, I think. How you doing, Dave? JW. KN4 UBG. Copy me there, Dave. DJW. KN4 UBG.
UBG, W4 DJW. You still there, Kevin?
I didn't know if I was making the trip, because every time I let off the key, I hear static in the background, so I didn't know if it was me.
You were making it to it, and you can key up right over top of that. We're thinking that might be the noise floor being high, a higher level than normal, or it might be a signal that we have to go up there and fox hunt. I don't know what it is. I heard it the other yesterday when I was waiting on Sid's net to start up. Heard the same thing, and their input frequency is not far from ours, but you can key right over top of that. Most of the time you can get in. But I heard you call me right after I talked to Steve, and my wife rang my phone at the exact same time, and I had to stay on the phone with her till she got to her car. They were working on the parking deck, so she had to park a little bit further out and didn't want to walk all by herself. So that's why I was missing in action when you called me, W4DJW Mobile and Taylor's.
Wasn't no problem, man. I was just trying to figure out if I was making it through that. I didn't know maybe if I hit a bad spot down here at 247 and 25 right here coming out of where place. But I'm headed in y'all's direction. I'm coming up through 25 here now. Fixing to be rolling up into Moonville here shortly. Here in hopefully in about the next 3-4 miles.
I'm over the hill close to Twin Bridges on Wade Hampton. And I see tail lights all the way to the horizon. What's going on? Why is there so much traffic out here? I left early, too. Well, what I thought was a few minutes early. I usually don't leave till 6:30, and I got on the road at 6:18 today, and it is just wall-to-wall cars all the way through Taylor's. Don't know what that is. So is that the same Moonville that I used to work at, Michelin Plant Dawson Center, that Moonville?
You probably worked right there off of... I can't think what the name of that road is right there beside the Spinks. Turn left at Spinks and Michelin is down there on the right.
Antioch Church Road. Does that sound right? Antioch Church Road?
I couldn't think of the name of it. Yep, that's it. Yep, we travel that road all the time, man. My shop ain't but about 2 miles from there.
I remember that. It's because we used to, and let me know if I get fuzzy. I usually always get fuzzy going through Taylor's, especially when I get down toward where the old Kmart was. But it'll be interesting to find out if that's still the case. But the only reason I remember the name of that street is because I worked, as you go down Antioch Church Road and the fork off to Perimeter Road is to your left and Michelin is to your right, not the first entrance. That's where service, what they called V, service V was, V as in Victor. That's where they made the molds for the tires. And that's the section I worked in and when I left there. And people would ask oftentimes, what would happen if I do this, or what would happen if I do that? And the answer, the standing answer, was you'd find yourself walking down Antioch Church Road, scratching your head, asking what went wrong. W4DJW.
Yeah, man, that's one place that I don't really like right there. You know, you got that dock right there on the corner. You know, you got to go all the way around the building to get into that dock in the back. And that back of tractors and trailers down in there, and you can shut the doors. Well, back when they knocked that wall down, when the truck driver was back in there and messed that wall up, you know, we replaced all that when I was overhead door. And being in there, man, and get down on your knees in that floor, where that floor has that some type of metal in that, in the concrete, you get down on your knees and start welding, and I don't know, you can just feel that electricity coming through that floor. And I always thought that was something. I was like, man, that's, you know, that's wild. But, yeah, we worked out there a long time, man, and they've done a little bit of add-on out there, built a new building right there when you go through the truck gate going into the truck side. When you go into the stop sign, you got County Fair left a little bit, and they built a new building right there at that stop sign, right in front of it. And we did the doors in that not long ago. But, that place is still up and running pretty good. I mean, it's still running pretty strong. I was at the one in Anderson, over by the airport in Anderson, and them boys over there told me they're fearing for their jobs right now.
It's in manufacturing. It comes and goes as new innovations come out. But that area that you were describing, where that between the intake, where they take all the raw materials intake, and Michelin American Research Corporation, MARC, they called it MARC, which is where I got all of my new designs and stuff came out of MARC. But that's where you'll hear somebody on here, his name is JD, his call is KF4RVH. So when you hear him, he worked over there at that dock a lot, security and forklifts and all kind of stuff over the, in that area. When I worked over in that area, I was in the late 70s. I worked over there in the lab, weighing material that came back at the end of the shift from all of the chains that made tires, and scrapping some of it out and crediting those chains with the stuff that could be recouped. Anyway, you'll hear him on here. That's the area he mainly was in. He's retired now, and it's been 18 years since I've been over there, so it could have changed quite a bit.
KN4UBG. Wherever you was at, about the location, wherever you was at when you give me his call sign, you got a little scratchy right there up until the last transmission. But, I mean, you're readable. So, I mean, if that tells you where you was at.
Yeah, that's right across from the street from a church that we had a field day in one time, and I'm going down the hill coming up. When I come back up the hill, I'm going down now, I'll be in front of Kmart, which is where it's usually pretty scratchy as well. Is it doing okay now? Still readable?
It's just got a little bit of picket fence in the background. I mean, I'm not losing you by no means, but it's got a lot of static in the background.
Bump it up a notch on the output. I didn't realize I was on low power. So that might have helped a little bit. Is that any better?
A lot better. A lot better. Well, now we're coming up into Moonville here, and now they have a wreck right here at Donaldson, or right here, right at the clock. I can't tell if they got the road closed down. I can't tell what they got going on.
Well, Kmart, coming up here toward where Red Lobster is or used to be, traffic's kind of thinning out a little bit. I don't know what's going on with all that traffic behind me. I guess everybody's going back to work. W4DJW.
Best been everywhere I've been today, man. 290, coming off 290, getting on to 85 there earlier. I mean, it was a disaster up there. I mean, it was, I don't know, it's like everybody on 290 was on the highway. And then when I got off, or I came across Fairview Street in Fountain Inn, as soon as I crossed over that street right there, the off-ramp, that J-looking off-ramp, traffic was backed up all the way out on 385, so I don't know. I guess it's everybody going back to work, I guess. Only thing I can figure.
Kind of out of the getting on the road still for the past 3 years, for 5 years before that, I was only on the road one day a week. And it just seems like every time I get out, it's a whole lot more crowded than it was the last time I got out. It's like there's just a ton of people. It's like it's expanding super, super fast. Like our roads aren't going to be able to keep up with it.
That's what I tell everybody, man. You got to sit back and you got to think. Every year, how many college kids is driving? You got to think how many high school kids is getting out. You know, and every year, I mean, that's thousands and thousands more on the road.
Yes, people are living longer than they used to, and their productive life is being extended out longer. So there's more people not coming off of the road, while there's more people that are coming onto the road. So we're going to have to take to three dimensions. This two-dimensional stuff isn't going to work much longer. We're going to have to go like the way of the Jetsons.
Kind of what I was thinking. Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. It's, you know, the way this place is growing, I mean, you got so many people that's moving in here from up north. You know, I mean, I've got people all in my subdivision now from New York and different places. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, I mean, back 5 years ago, it wasn't like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's really awkward.
We're not the first ones to face this. The guys out in California, I think they faced that a long time ago. Last two or three times I was out there, I had to drive from San Diego to L.A. And that drive is, it's a big interstate, but you're doing 25, 15, 40, 35, 15, 20, almost the whole way. It just makes, you could probably make that trip an hour and a half if you drive at highway speeds, but it turns into a four-hour drive. And I think they're complacent about it. I think they're okay with it. They're just used to it. That's the way it is, W4DJW. I hope we don't get like that.
BG, yeah, I hope we don't get like that. I mean, it's, I don't know. I moved down here 3 months into 99, you know, from West Virginia, and, man, I thought it was crowded in, and, you know, I didn't do a lot of driving back then, you know, because, really, I mean, I didn't have to go far to go to work. I mean, I only drove like 3 miles to go to work, you know, from my house to where we worked at. And I always thought, you know, well, the roads is overpacked at then. And now, boy, I tell you what, it's a really tremendous change, especially Simpsonville. I mean, you know, I'm sure Mark and Wendy can tell you a lot about Simpsonville. You know, how it's really growed. I mean, it's, they're putting housing developments anywhere and everywhere they can put one. And all the businesses, I mean, you know, compared to what it used to be when I used to work at Kmart, half of Fairview Road from about Wendy's on down, you know, didn't really have anything going toward Hickory Tavern. And that place now, I mean, it's booming. Downtown Fountain Inn, I mean, they're putting stuff in just about every building down there now. I mean, you know, they've actually making Fountain Inn a landmark. Yeah, we got restaurants and everything up there now.
What I mean is, it's spreading out instead of going up. There's places that used to be nice and peaceful suburbs are now getting to be crowded. The landscape will change. They're getting bigger buildings down here in Greenville too. Looks like, or more of them. I've made it all the way through Taylor's, talking to you the whole time, and I'm in downtown Greenville now, so. I do believe it was a little bit better because you were full quieting, full scale the whole time I went through there.
I tell you, I mean, when you bumped the power up, I mean, you done good. I mean, you was full scale. I mean, I had you loud and clear. And two, down here in Moonville, I'm crossing the tow road now because I had to go out by Magna here and cut around that bad wreck because looks like they got all the lanes shut down back there going toward Greenwood and going toward Greenville, right there at the clock. But yeah, I mean, you came in good. I mean, when you bumped the power up, and I've got the repeater full quieting over here on this side, so there's a lot of changes. I mean, you can tell a big difference. And I was going to tell you, too, I've done in Greenwood, and a lot of places I had coverage in Greenwood, I don't have coverage no more in Greenwood. You know, certain places down there. It's like the spots has moved. I don't know if that was to do with any changes or if it's just, you know, that time of the year, but even on the A2 machine, I barely can get the A2 machine down there now.
Leaves falling off of the trees help, and when they come back on, we'll notice it. But, and I'm going under two bridges, so that might have been scratched there. But I'm sure that when the leaves do come back, we'll be able to tell it. It always drops off a little bit when that happens, and it always picks up a little bit when they fall. But it sounds really good to me. I'm pretty happy with it. The change that would have done that somewhat, but not to the greatest extent that we'll get out of the upgrades, is it's got about 10 or 15 more watts than it had before of output power. But the thing that'll really help fill in the holes will be when we put two antennas up, another antenna up, just like this antenna we're on, underneath of it and in phase with it. That'll help bring the takeoff angle down some, and that'll help fill in the holes the most. And then the last thing to help fill in the holes are the things like the A2 link using remote receivers with voting receivers that can vote on where you are. And that'll be a little more, that'll be a little trickier because we might have to set up the RF link or an internet link with those to get the audio back to the output point. But that's on down the road, but that's when you get to the fine tuning. That's when all the course tuning is complete. W4DJW.
EBG. Well, yeah, don't get me wrong. I had coverage all the way down the road, all the way down, if you know where Cokesbury Road turns off, 254. Well, I had coverage all the way down Cokesbury Road until I got to the gas station on the corner to where you make the left like you're going back toward Fujifilm and all. Well, after I got right there, I kind of got a little scratchy. And I kind of got out there to about where I think there's an airport or something on that road right there. And I got out there next to where my buddy used to live, next to that airport. And I lost both repeaters. I didn't even have them, even when I was in Greenwood. Because I was out there off the, I can't remember what side that is. I'll think of it in a minute. I'll tell you what side of Greenwood that is. It's on the east side of Greenwood. It's not the actual town, but if you go up to where the mall is and take that left, like you're taking the bypass, it's kind of out that way.
To make, and we might be able to twist his arm and get him to make another one. He used to make these coverage maps that you plug in all the parameters. What's your output power? What's your height above average terrain? Where are you located, what are your coordinates, and just a ton of parameters that he had to plug in. And it would take a map of the landscape, you know, all the way out to 50, 100 miles, and it would plot that landscape, and then there would be an overlay on top of that map that would show where the repeater could go, where it could reach, and then where it couldn't reach. And if there's an area that you're aware of that's got a hole, you might be able to see that shadow in that map and then connect it to what is casting that shadow, and it might be something like Paris Mountain or Roper Mountain or something like that, and that would explain why it goes out in that area.
954 CTC mobile.
Just burning.
It was Dave's traffic.
Yeah, Greenville, it's gone. That disappears. But boy, coming through Taylor's, that's like boomtown over there.
Edwards, I found that right there in front of Taylor's First Baptist on White Hampton.
We'll get better. did that all make sense that I was saying, Kevin?
That made sense. That really makes sense, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what it was. I mean, there's something changed. I don't know what changed, but usually I could be down there around 221 and all down there, and I could hit the 610 and the 82. I've even been going down Cokesbury Road all the way into Greenwood and hit the 82, but, I mean, could be something wrong with my antenna. I mean, hit it with a lighter the other day. I don't know. I need to check it. I mean, it could just be my antenna. I hadn't been down there on this rig to see if this rig gets in there, because, I mean, it does pretty good, because I've actually hit it from the Greenwood campground down there. Greenwood, out by the state park out there.
That's